Nurse said she had been treated like a criminal when she got back to America. BBC News.
And now it's time for the Sunday on Radio 4, this week's classic serial, in a new adaptation of the 1954 novel, which became one of the greatest Western movies of all time. The Searchers by Alan LeMay, adapted for radio by Adrian Bean.
Imagine the terror. A family of settlers barricaded in a lonely cabin on the Texas plains, miles away from the nearest human contact. In the long, dark evenings, they prepared for a raid, going over and over the details so that everyone, even the smallest children, even little Debbie, would know exactly what to do. Henry and the boys would shoot, while Martha and the girls would pass out ammunition. But you pray to God it would never happen to your house. And then, one night, suddenly and without warning, the Comanches attack. This happened in the summer of 1848 in Texas, to people I knew and loved. Although I wasn't there that night. Of course, you can't imagine what it must have been like for them, let alone for a 10-year-old girl. But I know exactly what Debbie went through, because something like that happened to me when I was a child. That morning, our neighbor Aaron Matheson had come looking to enlist me and my Uncle Amos in the search for stolen cattle.
The whole herd.
That's right, Amos. Took them right from under our noses.
Snuck away in the night like cowards, didn't they, Pa?
They sure did. And 10 head of blood bulls I brought back from Kansas City only last month.
So what are you going to do, Mr. Matheson? Tell the Rangers?
I would if I could, boy. But the Rangers is out hunting Injuns up north.
It looks like the rustlers knew that. Hey, pal.
Yep. So I was looking to see if any of the boys could ride with us and find my herd.
Amos stared into his coffee mug, avoiding the old Quaker's gaze.
You couldn't have picked a busier time, Aaron. I don't like to leave Henry and Martha.
But if we don't do something about these rustlers, well, who's to say they won't strike thee next?
Maybe they will. Maybe we'll never see them again.
Amos, of course there's other folks I could ask, but thee knows these parts. They used to ride with the Rangers. I come here today because I need thee.
Hell, Aaron. You don't need to ask twice. Come on, Mart.
So me and Uncle Amos left Henry, Martha, and the children and rode out to the Matheson place to join up with the other riders. Lige Powers?
I'm a cowhand. Don't remember signing up to catch no cattle rustlers.
And Mose Harper.
No cattle? No pay, Lige.
Couple of tough old buzzards who worked most of the ranches in the area and knew the Texas plains like the back of their hands. And Charlie McCory.
You gonna pay me a reward when I find your cattle, Mr. Matheson?
Like me, a feisty 18-year-old kid with more brawn than brains.
You'll get thy reward in heaven, Charlie.
And an eye that kept wandering in Lori's direction.
I got some food for you fellas. Keep you going on the ride.
Lori Matheson, the old Quaker's daughter. Straight and well-boned, with blonde hair and gray eyes. Same age as me. Pretty, and as full of life as a newborn foal.
There you go, Mark Polly.
Oh, thanks.
A hunk of hot steak wrapped in bread. You'll need it.
Oh, no coffee?
Coffee'll be waiting for you when you get back with Pa's herd.
Yep.
Come on, girl.
All the time we was riding after them rustlers, my mind was on one thing, and it weren't no stolen cattle.
That girl's got an eye for you, nephew.
See you, Lori.
You reckon?
Better get in there before Charlie McCory stakes his claim.
Quiet! Lori's father will hear.
No, to tell you the truth, Just now, I couldn't say who's the bigger girl, Lori Matheson or you.
Yeah!
There are only three things that get right under my skin. Things that make me fear I might be that most terrible of things. A coward. The first is the nightmare, which I've had since I was a child. Since the Comanches attacked and killed and scalped every member of my family. The Pawlees from Ohio. I couldn't tell you what happened except that I was the only survivor. Guess that's because the mind has a way of hiding things I don't want you fret about. And the fact that when the Comanches burned down our house, I was only 2 years old. The Edwards, the Mathesons, and the Pawlees had come out to Texas together 18 years ago. These were tough people, single-minded, resilient, resourceful. They had to be, especially when the Comanche raids started increasing. The three families sustained each other while my folks lived. And after their massacre, it was the Edwards family who adopted me and brought me up as one of their own, with their children, Hunter and Lucy. Later along came little Debbie. But despite all their efforts and all the love they showed me, I never quite felt like I was truly one of the family. Maybe it was my dark looks, which some folks mistook for me being part Indian. But I was never an Edwards. Always a Pawlee.
Something on your mind?
You notice something fishy about this trail, Uncle Amos?
Like what?
Well, at the jump-off, I counted tracks of 12, 15 ponies working this herd. Now I can't find no more than four, five. First, I suppose the rest have pushed on ahead.
Yeah.
Only just now I find me a fit-up where two more ponies forked off. And they sure didn't push on ahead. They turned back.
And why'd you think they'd do a thing like that?
Well, how the hell should I know?
Whoa.
What you doing, Uncle Amos?
Do me one thing. Drop this Uncle Amos foolishness, will you?
Sir?
And don't call me sir, neither. Nor Grandpa, nor Methuselah.
What should I call you?
Name's Amos. That'll do.
What's up?
You found something.
Think so? I don't reckon we're following no cow thieves, Aaron. At least not the species we had in mind.
Yeah. How's this?
Well, none of these thieves been riding side by side, so far as I can see. What do you reckon, Mose?
Well, Indians ride single file to hide their numbers. But white men ride abreast so they can gab all the time.
So the thieves we's following are either Indians or else not speaking.
You ask me, these thieves are riding small, unshod horses. A lot like buffalo ponies.
Injuns, Lige?
That's my opinion.
It makes no difference. We push on.
Now hold on there.
Why delay? They got very little start on us. Steady riding should force a stand before sundown tomorrow.
Now where's the main war party these here forked off from? If they're up ahead, that's one thing, but if they're back, where our families be?
Oh, thee can turn back if thee want, Amos. If thee fears what lies ahead or what lies behind, I need thee no more.
I ain't no coward, Aaron Matheson.
I never said thee were. But thee turn back now, I'd say thee were unreliable. And not a man here would argue with that. Hey, boys?
Hey, that's Brad. Looks like he's found something.
Well, what did I tell thee, Amos? Come on, boys!
Brad Matheson, Aaron's son, had been ranging far ahead. Coming back over a ridge more than a mile away, he stopped against the sky and held his rifle over his head with both hands. The signal for found.
I found the herd, Pa! I knew they would! Well done, son! Are they all here?
Yeah!
Even the dead ones.
Oh, Lord.
Liver's been ripped out.
But no meat taken.
Yeah. Oh. Only 9, 10 hours old, I'd say.
I rode past 5 more beef kills. All killed with a lance driven deep forward from just under the short ribs, clean through to the heart. I never seen that before.
Oh, I have. Them's Comanche buffalo hunters done that.
But why steal a herd and then leave it?
Because this here's a decoy for a murder raid. They drove your cattle to pull us out, Aaron. We give them free run for the last 16 hours!
Well, the Comanche like to fight at night, so they won't hit before moonrise.
Moonrise? Ain't a horse here can make it by midnight.
Well, I'll come mighty close. Come on, Pop!
Yeah, yeah!
Now, hold on! How do we know they're aiming to attack the Mathesons? They might hit the Edwards.
So, where do we ride first?
Well, the Mathesons is this side.
Me and Martle head for the Edwards. If we don't fight there, we'll come straight on to your place, Aaron.
Okay, come on, let's go!
Oh, thee. An apology, Amos.
Forget it.
I was crazy to get started. But Amos just took off his horse's saddle, cool as he lack.
Amos, ain't we riding with the others? It's nearly sundown.
It's over 80 miles to the Matheson place, more to the Edwards. And time taking a rest and feed our horses will get us there quicker in the end.
But
ride if you want to, boy. I'll pass you by soon enough.
Jeez.
It was dawn when we reached home. Amos got there first. Once he'd seen that pall of black smoke, he knew what had happened. He stood in the doorway, his face gray and set, with a look like I'd never seen on a man before.
Don't go in there.
I said don't.
Such a dreadful light shone from behind the eyes.
You don't want to see what they've done.
Henry, Martha.
And the boys.
The girls. Debbie! Lucy!
They ain't here, Mark.
Where are they?
They took them.
The folks from the Mathesons come the next morning to help out.
Where are they?
I laid Henry and the boys out inside. In their best clothes. And left Martha for the women to take care of.
I'm so sorry, Amos. Come on, Lori.
Mr. Edwards?
Yeah.
Mark?
Lori?
I started the coffins.
We'll help. Boys!
They scrubbed and sanded away the stains, just as if the life of this house were going to go on.
Is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one?
It weren't a long service.
And bringest me into judgment with
thee? We wanted to get after the girls and quick.
Now may the light of thy countenance be turned away from the stubborn and the blind. Let darkness fall upon them that will not see, that all thy glory may light the way of those who seek, and all thy wisdom lead the horses of the brave.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're done here. Let's go.
Good luck, boys. Good luck. Godspeed.
Mark, hold on.
Lore?
You come back with those poor girls?
I will. Bye, Lore. Yeah! Yeah!
Debbie, a child of 10, and Lucy, only just 17. None of us wanted to think about what the Comanches might do to them. Amos set the pace, riding 20 out of the first 24 hours at a horse-killing speed. After that, he led us at a walk, and we started to see how much of a fight the Edwards put up.
Another grave!
Third one in as many days.
On each grave lay the carcass of a horse of the Edwards brand, killed in the belief that it would carry the Comanche ghost to the spirit land.
Henry trained those boys of his to shoot straight, that's for sure.
Look at this.
Polished heifer horns, black and white beads. That's a Comanche headdress. Kiowa, don't confuse things, Lige. We know these Indians is Comanche.
I know Kiowa when I see it. And that...
Shut up, Lige. I didn't want to think you's in love with the sound of your own voice.
Well, that's good coming from you, Ames. You got a problem with me? Got a problem with this wild goose chase you leading us on, that's why.
Well, that's fine. Any man who ain't behind me ain't no use to me.
Well, if that's how you feel...
Hold on, Lige. Amos didn't mean...
Don't tell me what I mean. If Lige wants to run on home, you let him.
You're a hard bastard, Amos Edwards. Good luck to you.
We better get moving.
Amos, you coming?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
You looking for something might give a dead warrior a name to lead us to the girls?
Yeah, something like that.
But when he got to the body, he took nothing but the scalp. I have no idea what Amos believed about life and death. But the Comanches believed that the spirit of a scalped warrior had to wander forever between the winds, denied entrance to the spirit land beyond the sunset. And Amos knew that too.
You keeping that scalp, Amos?
Nope. Leaving it for the prairie wolves. Come on.
Lucy's alive. She's gotta be.
You're keen on her, ain't you, Brad?
Oh, when I find her, I'll make it up to her. No matter what she's been through, I will make her forget.
Well, maybe you should hope she ain't alive when we find her.
What you mean?
Lucy's 17, Brad. Comanches might keep children like Debbie, raise them as their own. But a grown woman, you don't want to imagine what they're going to do to her.
You take that back!
You settle down! And if you care for Lucy like you say, you'll pray she's dead when we find her.
Sure enough, it was Brad saw the first live Comanches the next day when we joined him on the edge of a 300-foot limestone cliff. He pointed out a thin black line 20 miles away, wavering in the ground heat.
Look, that's horses. Take them water at Cattail Marsh.
But it could be buffalo. Yes. Wouldn't look no different at this distance.
If they was buffalo, you'd see the Comanche running them, Mose.
Yeah, if it's horses, it's sure a power of them.
Oh, we've been trailing a power of them. But it'll be dark in a couple of hours. No reason we can't jump them long before daylight if we make a start now.
You sure you want to jump them all?
Just what now you think we come here for?
Amos, Comanches are mighty likely to kill any prisoner they got if they're jumped hard enough. You know that?
Yeah. He knows that.
Maybe there's another way.
Sure there's another way. We could stampede their horses, set the Comanche afoot. I don't believe it'd make them murder anybody that's still alive.
Watching Amos as he rubbed down his horse with wads of dry grass, I thought of the change in him. No hesitation, no doubt, only that relish in his voice when he spoke of killing Comanches. And thinking of his face as it was that night, I remembered it as it was a week before, when I saw him standing over Martha's dead body, dressed and washed by the women, lying in the simple box he'd made for her. Martha's face looked young and serene, and her crossed hands were at rest. They were worn hands, betraying her age as her face did not. And as Amos touched them goodbye, suddenly the key to his life became plain to me. Amos was, and always had been, in love with his brother's wife. It was near dawn when Amos put up a hand to stop.
What is it?
Hush. I just rode through the ashes of a campfire and they was cold. Them devils are long gone.
Shut up, Mose. I'm listening for something. They're out there.
A faint grayness had come up over the prairie, as if rising from the ground, but nothing showed a shadow yet.
Comanches.
Damn, that must be 20 of them.
They're still coming.
Throw them horses down, use it for cover.
Now!
Tell me! Come
on! Here they come!
Oh, God.
You're firing wild, Mark! Oh,
there's so many of them. I don't know where to shoot.
The circling Comanches kept up a continuous firing, bullets and arrows, each warrior reloading as he swung away, then coming past the fire again. This was the famous Comanche wheel, moving closer with every turn, chewing into the defense like a racing grindstone.
They're going.
There you go, keep running, you lily liver cowards!
Just hold your fire. No point in wasting bullets.
How many we get?
Six. Seven, looks like.
Was they hollering like that time they killed my folks?
Hard to get used to it, ain't it?
I don't know if I'll ever get used to it.
Mose is in a bad way, Amos.
Looks like he took a bullet in the back.
Yeah, see if he can stop the blood. Wrap some around his waist real tight.
All right.
I can't feel my legs, Amos.
You're gonna be all right, Mose. You slide back, huh?
We gotta follow them Comanches. Amos!
Yeah, we came all this way.
What about on Mose?
No, I'm okay.
You go on.
We'll leave you some food, water, and some bullets.
Well, what if they come back to collect their dead? Don't the Comanche always do that?
We gotta get after them, Amos. We can't waste time.
All right. One of you's gonna have to stay with Mose till we get back. Shouldn't be more than a couple of days.
I'll stay. If you're not back in 2 days, I'll take Mose back to the Mathesons.
Ah, thanks, Charlie.
I didn't ask Amos what we three would do when we caught up with the Comanches. I was afraid he didn't know. By the next morning, it was clear we weren't going to catch him up.
Sometimes it seems to me them Comanches fly with their elbows, carrying a pony along between their knees. A white man can nurse a horse along till it falls and dies, and then he walks on carrying a saddle. And a Comanche comes along and gets that horse up and rides it 20 miles more. And he eats it.
Well, you think we have any chance of catching him at all?
Of course we got a chance. An Indian will chase a thing until he thinks he's chased it enough. Then he quits. So, same thing when he runs. After a while, he figures we must have quit, and he starts to loaf. Seems he never learns there's such a thing as a critter that might just keep coming on. Oh, easy.
What's up, Amos?
This ground's up. It's just a vast reef of rock. As flat and naked as the day God made it.
The trail's run out. Damn it!
I know this reef. It's about 4 miles across by maybe 8 or 9 miles long. Unshod hooves don't leave no mark on this stone.
So what are we gonna do?
The only thing we can do is split up and circle the whole edge till we find out where the trail comes out the other side.
Let's go, girl. Come on.
So we separated, Amos setting off with a wave and something that almost looked like a smile. But he'd be a changed man when we saw him again. Brad hooked up with me first, neither of us having found the trail, and we rode in the other direction looking for Amos. We saw him, eventually, waiting out for us on the plain.
Hasn't made much distance, has he?
Leave off him, why don't you?
The trail cuts around that hump. Follow me.
You've been gone a long time.
I don't deny that.
What happened to your bed blanket?
Must have slipped out of the strap somewhere.
You feel all right, Amos?
Sure, I feel fine.
You look like you ate something didn't agree with you.
I'm all right, I tell you how many times. Yeah.
We picked up the trail. Amos just rode out at walking pace, hands deep in his coat pockets, looking into the distance.
Coffee?
Thanks.
Now, Mr. Edwards, we ain't been friends these past days, I know. But you ought to tell us. Something happened while you was gone from us today? You in a fight? We didn't hear no guns, but you hiding an arrow hole from us by any chance?
There weren't nothing like that.
Then what?
A man has to learn to forgive himself, or he can't stand to live. It so happens we be Texans. We stake to claim way far out past where any man has right or reason to hold on. Nor our folks did, so we can't give up. Without leaving it, they were wasting their lives. Them fools, for the way they died. This is a hard country. It's a country knows how to scour a man right off the face of itself. This year and next year, maybe for 100 more.
Someday this country's gonna be a fine, good place to live in. Maybe it needs our bones in the ground before that time can come. But the feeling we get that we fail and judge wrong and go down in guilt and shame, that's because we be human men. So try to remember one thing. It wasn't your fault, no matter how it looks. You got let in for this just by being born. Maybe there never is any way out of it once you're born a man. Except straight across the coals of hell.
The old coot's just as crazy as a bedbug fell in the room.
What in hell you think happened out there?
Maybe nothing at all. Might be he just cracked. He was wandering around without rhyme or principle when we came on him today.
I know.
We can't trust him anymore. This leaves it up to you and me. You see that, don't you? He may be closer to the end than you think.
What do you want to do?
My horse is standing up best. Tomorrow I'll start before light, scout on as far as I can reach. You come on as you can.
And Amos?
Bring him with you. But watch him, Mart. Watch him real careful.
I know that smell. It's Comanche, sure enough. Yes, sir.
And though we couldn't know it until we heard about it a long time after from Charlie McCory.
I've seen what they do to a white man.
That was the night Mose Harper came out of his delirium.
Strip his entire skin off.
Raised himself for a long look at his useless legs. Then put a bullet in his brain. By daylight, Brad Matheson was an hour gone. I hadn't known how Amos would take it, but there was no fuss at all. We just rode on in silence, crossing chains of low hills with dry valleys in between. We were badly in need of water and would have to dig for it soon. All day long, the big tracks of Brad's horse led on, top of the many horse trample left by the Comanche herd. But he was stirring no dust, and we could only guess how far he must be ahead. Toward sundown, Amos sent me off for a long swing to the north, where a line of hills offered high ground, but there was still no sign of Brad.
Come on. There you go, boy.
I walked my horse around a ragged shoulder of rock so as I could get a view without showing myself against the sky. And froze at the sight of what stood on the crest beyond. It was nothing but a juniper stump. I knew that straight off. But this was the second thing I told you of, top of the blood-red dream, that would give me an awful sinking of the heart. The twisted remains of the juniper, blackened and sand-scoured, had the vague shape of a withered corpse, one arm upraised in a writhing gesture of agony, or perhaps of warning. An Indian would have turned back, knowing the thing for a medicine tree with a powerful spirit in it, either telling him of a doom or placing doom upon him.
It's Brad, Amos!
I seen her! I saw Lucy!
You're kidding!
How far?
They're camped by a running creek. They got fires going. Look, you can see the smoke.
Oh, sure can. Look, Amos.
I can't risk no more dust like you just kicked up. Come dark, we'll work south on water a few miles below. We can take our time.
Take our time?
Let them get back to their village.
Did you hear what I said? I tell you, it was Lucy. I saw her walking through the camp.
She ain't there, Brad.
No, I seen her.
No, you didn't.
Well, how do you know?
Because I buried Lucy yesterday.
What?
I found her body. When I was riding alone, buried her in my saddle blanket up in the rocks.
Did they? I mean, was she?
Just shut up. Never ask me what more I seen. Never!
I don't believe you. Yeah! Yeah!
Get after him, Martin. I catch him, I'm not gonna hold my punches. Come on!
Near the mouth of the ravine, I found Brad's horse wandering loose. And up at the top was Brad, running, rifle in hand. He was already on his belly at the crest of the ridge when I found him.
God damn it, Brad! What are you doing?
Get the hell out of here, Mart. You ain't wanted.
Put that rifle down! Get Debbie killed, you son of a bitch!
I said, get out!
Give me that!
No!
You'll get Debbie killed, don't you see?
I don't care!
He swung the rifle back and let me have it across the side of the head. Last thing I saw was him running back up the slope and disappearing over the ridge.
It's nighttime. And you got a whole lot of blood in your eyes. And that you'll live.
Where's Brad?
He's dead. Guess that's what he wanted. Here.
I saw him running down to the camp.
Yeah, so did the Comanches. Stopped long enough to kill him, and they cleared out, I guess.
We better get them married.
I've done that already. All of them I could find.
You didn't find Debbie?
No.
We kept searching. Weeks became months. Autumn turned to winter, and before we knew it, we'd been away from home for more than a year. A second Christmas came and went unnoticed, spent in the saddle. We knew we ought to go back to the Mathesons to tell them about their son, but somehow it seemed easier to just keep going on. So Amos wrote a letter telling about how Brad was dead, though not how he died, of course, and posted it at Fort Richardson, which meant he left it there for some rider to carry, if any should happen to be going the right way. And so we rode on, through spring and another summer, following the Comanche village as it moved across the plains.
Amos, I think we should head home.
I ain't giving up.
Me either. But it's been more than 2 years now.
I ride for 10 years till I find them Comanches.
And I'll ride with you, you know that. I'm just saying, maybe if we went back a while, got fresh horses, new clothes.
You go.
What difference it gonna make if we ease up a week or two? Think about it. Eating home-cooked food, sleeping in a real bed. After a few days, we'd be ready to look again. Oh, who knows? Debbie could even be home herself if someone else has found her. Then how stupid would we look?
I reckon Aaron Matheson would shoot us dead on sight the way we look.
You're so shaggy, you look like some wilderness prophet of the Lord.
All right. We head home in the morning.
Amos! Martin! Thank God!
Good to see you, Aaron.
And thee too! Thee's lost weight.
And thee's got fat.
Thank you for your letter, Amos.
I'm sorry. Brad was a good boy.
I know. You'll tell me all about him, I'm sure, when you've eaten.
I guess we'll need a bath and shave first, Mrs. Matheson.
Of course.
Come in. Come on in.
You kind of suit beard, Mart.
Oh, really?
No. It's disgusting.
Gee, thanks. This is delicious, Mrs. Matheson.
When you've been living on jackrabbit and prairie chicken for nigh on 2 years, man almost forgets what real pork tastes like.
Well, take as much meat as thee want.
Mind if we take some with us on the trail?
You mean these going back?
Soon as we's rested, we're going to make for New Mexico. I reckon that's where we might find this particular tribe of Comanches.
How do you know which tribe you're after?
Guesswork, mostly. Piecing together what information we can. But it's hard.
Comanches have a custom that forbids speaking the name of a dead person. So when a chief who's given his name to a tribe dies, that whole tribe has to have a new name. It don't make it easy.
I thought Comanches were just Comanches. I mean, I didn't know there were different tribes.
Count them all up. There's more than 30. All traveling across the plains.
Really?
Yeah. You got the River Pony Comanches, Hill Falls Down Comanches, yep. The Waterhole people, the Honey Eaters, the Root Eaters. It just goes on and on.
Hear that, Ma?
Yes.
But they never use the word Comanche among themselves. They call themselves Namena, which means the people.
You seem to know an awful lot about them.
You need to know all about your enemy if you're going to kill them.
Tell the boys about the barn party, Aaron.
Oh, party? Whose barn?
Ours. We just finished it. Party Saturday night, if he's fixing on stay until then.
What do you reckon, Amos?
I ain't never missed a barn party in my life. Don't figure missing this one.
The barn party was just a rough and ready gathering of frontier cattle people, enjoying a well-earned night off in the best way they knew. Aaron Matheson looked patriarchal in collar and black suit, with a big gold chain across his vest, and Mrs. Matheson respectable, in a high-necked black dress that rustled when she so much as turned her eyes. But it was Lori who took me by surprise, in a dress she'd made herself, full-skirted and tight at the waist, and leaving her shoulders bare. We locked eyes across the barn for a few seconds, but when I looked back, she was whirling across the floor with some saddle pounder I'd never seen before.
Not dancing, Mart?
Oh, gee, Lori, you look...
I look what?
Well, you got shoulders.
Of course I got shoulders, Mark Polly. What a dumb thing to say.
I mean, I ain't never seen it. Well...
No, for heaven's sake, Mart. Just put that drink down and ask me to dance.
From time to time, I'd catch a look at Amos, standing apart, neither alone nor with anybody. He might as well have been back out in the prairie, staring into the distance, following that Comanche trail.
So, you like my dress, huh?
Sure do.
Made it myself while you've been searching. Glad I got the chance to wear it after all.
Well, last time I seen you, you was what Amos would call a tomboy.
Just because I can do the same as any man on the ranch don't mean I ain't a woman underneath.
I wasn't sure how you'd be when we got back.
How'd you mean?
Well, with Brad dying and all. Thought you might hate me for getting your brother killed.
I don't hate you. I thought what you done was brave.
What we done?
It was brave of you fellas to go after Lucy and Debbie. I don't think anyone ever expected you'd find the girls, really, and now you're back.
But we ain't staying, Lori.
Oh, I thought...
You heard Amos. We ain't found Debbie yet.
But you don't really think you'll find her now after all this time.
Well, I have to believe, Lori.
So you didn't come back for me?
Well, no. I mean, yes. You mean a lot to me, Lori.
Do I?
Yeah, you know that.
You expect me to wait another 2 years before I see you again?
You're twisting my words.
Suppose you think you're the only boy who's interested in me, huh? Oh,
that ain't fair.
Oh,
you know...
Go jump in a lake.
Oh, hell.
Sometime after midnight, the Texas Rangers came in. They wore no uniforms. The Rangers had none. But in less than a minute, people who'd never seen any of these three before knew that Rangers had come in and which men they were. And the youngest of them was...
Charlie McCory.
Don't he look the real thing and all?
I used to ride with the Rangers myself a long time ago. That tall feller next to Charlie? That's Saul Clinton. He's a lieutenant then. See if he remembers me.
Well, it's Captain Clinton now. Yeah, I remember you, Edwards.
And this is that fine boy, my brother Ray's name of...
Oh, I know all about you, Mark Pauly. You look something like a breed.
You look something like you don't know what you're talking about.
Stop that.
He's full of snakeheads.
Why, sure, I've had a snort or two. This is a dance, ain't it? Man can't haul off and dance in cold blood.
Well, mind your manners anyway.
Oh, my manners. My manners.
So, when you joined the Rangers, Charlie?
Enlisted soon as I got back. Figured with the government's peace policy giving the Injuns a free hand to roam hither and yon, killing and burning, I wanted to be with folks who's are gonna do something about it. Hey, ain't that Lori? Ooh, look at her. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Looks like Charlie McCory growed up while we've been away.
Looks like.
Hey, Edwards, you know a man by the name of Jeremiah Futterman?
Never heard of him.
Well, he got a trading post up where Lost Mule Creek runs into the Salt Fork.
Yeah.
Well, he gave me a letter. Said I was to get it to you. Said he heard you might be offering a reward for a captive girl.
Where's the letter?
Here.
My God.
What's it say, Amos?
Read it.
It said he bought a small dress off an Indian, and pinned to the bottom of the note was a 2-inch square of calico. It was dirty, and the little flowers on it didn't stand out much now, but they were there.
Them stitches. Martha done them.
Amos, we got to ride.
Nah, in the morning.
But if we...
I said in the morning. You ain't no use riding with a skin full of hooch. Now get some sleep.
Don't run away.
Lori?
What in the hell you want?
Wait,
What's so funny?
Leave it, Charlie.
No, come on.
Oh, just... Oh, never mind. See you, Laura.
You ain't nowhere.
We had no prize ring out in that country. Fights were many but unrehearsed. Men were leathery and hard to hurt, and our bare-knuckle brawls were fought by instinct, without the skill we showed with other weapons. Charlie and me never knew when Lori had slipped away. The blow that ended it was no different than 100 others, except in its luck. Charlie McCory went down as if all his strings were cut at once.
Looks like the loss, Charlie.
What? You all right?
I think you broke my hand. You got a hard head, Mart Pauly.
I'm ready to go on with it if you are. Come on.
All right. If you say so. You just tell me one thing. What was you laughing at?
Charlie, I'll be damned if I know.
You don't?
Don't rightly recall what we was fighting about either, when it comes to that.
So, maybe you figured I cross-branded your girl.
I got no girl. Never had.
Well, I guess that's that then.
Guess so. You want a drink?
Yeah.
A dawn as cheerless as a drunkard's awakening was making a line of gray on the eastern horizon when I heard Amos and Aaron talking in the kitchen.
Don't worry about a thing.
Thank you.
Why'd you let me sleep? Ain't we going soon?
Well, the coffee's on the stove, Mart.
So you can have all my cattle, and if any more horses that come in, you can take them too.
All right.
You talking about the Edwards place?
Ain't nothing as concerns you, boy.
Well, you talking like it's yours. By rights, it belongs to Debbie. Or don't that concern you?
I told you.
Thee had better be truthful with the boy, Amos.
Look, I've been fixing to tell you at a better time, Martin.
What?
I made a deal with Aaron here. I ain't gonna be around for a while, so Aaron's gonna run my cattle with his own.
Your cattle?
Will you leave a man to speak?
You talk like Debbie was dead. Anyway, ain't I the son? If the Edwards place is going to anybody, it'd be me.
I'm Henry's brother. You are only adopted.
Fine. I don't give a damn what you do with the stock anyway. When do we start off?
That's the thing. You ain't coming.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, God, boy, will you listen? I'm leaving you here.
You ain't telling me what to do.
Aaron has agreed to let you stay on here, help out with his work, and...
I set out looking for Debbie. I aim to keep on.
In God's name, why?
Because she's my...
You're what? Huh? Debbie's my brother's youngin'. She is my flesh and blood, not yours. You better leave these things to the people concerned with them, boy. Debbie is no kin to you at all.
But I always felt she was my kin. I mean, her folks took me in after my family.
That don't make them any kin. Now I'm going, and I'm going alone. Goodbye, Aaron.
Don't
no,
you...
No, son! Leave him!
Leave him!
In the time it took old man Matheson to calm me down, Amos was saddled up and away.
You okay?
Not really.
You hurt your hand?
Yeah.
Wasn't sure you'd want to speak to me after last night.
Tell the truth, Lori. Ain't sure I am.
I'm sorry.
Well, I can't expect you to wait for me.
But you're going all the same?
Amos still want me to go. Says he made a deal with your pa so as I could stay on here.
If anyone can find Debbie, Amos can.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, that's what scares me. The thought of Amos finding Debbie on his own.
But...
You ain't seen him like I have, Lori. I swear to you, I've seen all the fires of hell come up in his eyes when he so much as thinks of getting a Comanche in his rifle sights. He gets a look sometimes when he talks about Debbie and finding her. He's a man with an awful rage, awful wild and crazy, you know? What I counted on was I hoped I'd be there to stop him if such a thing come. You know what I'd have to do, don't you, Lori?
You'd have to kill him.
Oh, hell, I gotta catch up with him. But I'll be back. And if... Well, when I get back...
Just go, Mart. I'll be here.
Will you?
Go now, before it's too late. Or before I change my mind.
Goodbye, Lori.
Goodbye, Marty. Goodbye.
Part 1 of The Searchers by Alan LeMay was adapted for radio by Adrian Bean. Mart Pawley was played by Simon Lee Phillips. Amos Edwards by William Hope. Aaron Matheson and Captain Clinton by Kerry Shale. Brad Matheson by Ronan Summers. Laurie Matheson by Kazrina James. Mrs. Matheson by Marilyn LeConte. Charlie McCory by PJ Brennan. Mose Harper by John Cording. And Lige Powers by Alan Raglan. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production directed by James Robinson, and you can hear the final part at the same time, 3 o'clock, next week. After the news, open book.
You don't survive as an addict for very long unless you go to prison.
Personal stories over a game of chess.
Under all that pressure, I kept it together as long as possible, and that shows class.
Dominic Lawson returns with a new series of interviews conducted over a game of chess, including matches with the footballer Sol Campbell and the chess world champion Magnus Carlsen.
I'm sometimes a bit weird, but not particularly much weirder than most people are. I mean, everyone's a little bit weird.
A new series of Across the Board, Monday to Friday at noon on BBC Radio 4.